are you today?
Excellent.
We have new friends. Welcome. Join us today. So how was your weekend so far? It's a long weekend. Did you get some rest?
Yes.
Okay. Pastor Robert this morning said today is the day to rest. I think it's a celebrate rest. It's not just passive rest. It's a celebrate. I think, a lot of time we are too busy. You know, we need to slow down. To rest is not a passive thing. To rest is active. You know, you try to really have time to be yourself, a time to listen to your own heart, a time to listen to God. You know, so I hope you can, in the restful mode, but I hope you don't sleep right now. I'm going to share the word with you. It's a difference between rest and sleep. A lot of people can sleep, but they cannot rest, right? A lot of people whole night with the nightmare, with the adventure, whatever, just cannot rest. Yeah, I think we, among our leader team, and Pastor Robert and I and the Minister Joni, we pray and wait upon the Lord. We just really want to invite all of you, you know, this July and August, a month we can have Sabbath, have rest. We can really devote to seek the Lord together. We wanted this 2 months to be a time we have a, really have breakthrough and the renewal. You know, I want you to be relaxed right now. This is not something we can do it. It's not something we can manufacture. This is something the Lord had to do among us. But one thing we can do, we have to be open and to be active to pursue Him. Amen? I'm going to share with you today, the title is Breakthrough. You know, that's the words came to my heart, is this 2 months, we want some kind of breakthrough. We wanted to go beyond just where we are at. Amen? We all need a breakthrough. Some people need to gain weight, right? Most of people need to lose weight, like me. We need a change. We need a change. We need a, many of us, the way we eat, the diet need to be changed. We enjoy a lot of good food, but not healthy to us. Amen? We need a breakthrough. But this 2 months, as a family, I invite you, you know, including myself, we ask the Lord to grant us a breakthrough in turn, our relationship with Him. Amen? This morning, my sermon title is from being passive to being passionate. Okay, there's a major difference. From being passive to being passionate. I refer this to a conditional heart as a believer, as a Christian. Many Christians today, they become very passive. Perhaps you wonder, what is a passive Christians alike? Is about how does he look like? I like to invite you to look at Revelation chapter 3. How many of you know what's the name of the last book of the Bible? I give you just now. Revelation. Okay, in the first three chapter of book of Revelation. It record the Holy Spirit spoke to the seven churches. One of the church called Laodicea. And that records in the Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 17, 19. How about let's read together. The Holy Spirit speak to show that church their condition. That give us some insights about a passive believer. What's about? How about let's read together? Okay? Verse 14. To the angel of the church, Laodicea, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you're neither cold. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, and about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich. You're rich. Okay, we just stop here. Okay, this is the words of the Lord to the church for Laodicea. It seems like a pretty harsh on the surface, but actually it's out of God's love to give them a realistic view of themselves. This is the thing described here really is a trace of passive Christians. What are the traits here we see? First is lukewarm. Being lukewarm is the major one. May I ask you, what is lukewarm? What does lukewarm mean? Yeah, neither hot, no cold. A lot of time we thought, oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that cold balance, you know? Not go extreme, neither hot, no cold. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that the way we should be? Isn't that called self-control? But today, you know, when I share this message with you, I not try to address to any one of you particularly. We just come to the Lord with the humility and brokenness. We let the Lord to speak to us, amen, to examine our heart together. Because I believe as a believer is a journey of faith. We all on the journey to know God, right? We came from different background. We are in a different level of spiritual maturity. So this is not a message to, oh, this is someone else. No, no, we let the Lord speak to you and me. Let the Lord speak to me. I use this message to speak to myself. But right now, the Lord point out one thing is very serious. He say, I wish you either cold or hot. Either. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be just... Now, I want to elaborate on this. Why lukewarmness is dangerous? Let's say if you are cold right now, you are stop attending church. You start attending cell group. Immediately, your cell group leader realize that, right? Pastor realize they'll pay attention. They will shepherd you. They'll help you. Oh, you are very hot for the Lord. You know, every time worship, you shout so loud. You're so excited about the Lord. You read the scripture. You share with the cell group leader all the time. We don't need to worry about that. It's those who are in the middle. You know, on the surface, they attend a meeting. They still read the Bible. Everything as usual. But deep down inside, there's no more passion there. It's just very bored. Some people share with me, say, Pastor Joseph, my life so bored, so flat. It doesn't mean that person's not busy. They are so busy. Do you understand this? Your life can be very busy, full of things going on, but yet very bored, very flat. I refer particularly not about food, you know, not about activity, you're bored. It's when you come to the Lord, you're bored. There's no excitement. That's kind of lukewarmness the Lord point out here. Point out to that church. Is that kind of familiar to all of us? Sometimes, does that describe our situation? We can read the Word of God, but we don't feel much there. It's very flat, very bored. The Lord can help us. May I ask you, why are Christians, when they receive the Lord, initially they are excited about life, about God, but how did they become lukewarm? What are the reasons? I mean, there are many reasons. First of all, busyness, right? There's a lot of things in life. The deadline, the stress of work, deadline, the reality of life, right? You see, Sharon's brother and sister-in-law, you have kids, right? You have to take care of them. There's a lot of demands of life, right? From morning until when you open your eyes, you run all the way until the end of the day. There are many things that take your energy, distract you. How a believer become lukewarm? A lot of discouragement in life, right? We pray for things. There are things in life, you pray to the Lord, you want the Lord to help you. That's a legit prayer requests, but why haven't been answered? Kind of disappointment with God. Sometimes we disappoint. How many of you have been disappointed with God? Don't raise your hands. We did, right? But I won't tell you, dear brother and sister, this morning I want you to be honest with your heart. It's okay to be disappointed with Him, because His way is higher than our way. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. A lot of time we ask something is actually the right thing to ask, but maybe His answer is very different from what we expect. Amen? That's where the breakthrough had to come. Also, the increase, the lawlessness. You see a lot of terrorist attack here and there, almost nonstop, right? Innocent people being killed. We don't say too much, but deep down people will ask, where is God? Right? I just got an email. I just got information on Facebook. There's one of the Cal students was killed in this terrorist attack, the recent one, a Cal student, Berkeley student. So a lot of things like this will make us become lukewarm. It seems like those passion is gone. The good news is, this morning for you is the Lord, while lead you, the Lord invites you right now. You don't have to be passive to be lukewarm. You can be passionate for Him. He's here. He's going to help you. In this sermon I share with you, I just plant the seed. I don't expect that your heart will change immediately, but the Lord is doing that right now, right? The second trait, this church also described the pastor Christian as feel good about himself, oneself. He feel good. Here he say, you say, I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. That's many pastor Christian self-perception. Whatever truth you share with him, he say, I already know. I heard that before. I know. In the past, when I share about the truth about the marriage, about family, it's very funny when husband and wife, they sit next to each other. When they talk about the things required for the husband, the wife always say, that's for you, you know. A passive Christians have a tendency that he or she feel he already know all the truth. I heard it before. Oh, I heard it. This scripture is so familiar. I heard people say, don't be passive, be passionate. But we can hear, we can know all this. But do we have that reality in our life? Are we still passive? There's a crisis here, dear brother and sister. The crisis is, Odysseans, they thought they are rich, they acquire wealth, they need nothing. But the Lord say the reality is you are poor, you are naked, you are miserable, you need a change. There's a big gap between the perception. What caused this? Being a passive Christian, he thought he's okay. I'm okay right now. I enjoy this stage. You know, I'm very spiritual. I'm okay. But in God's eyes, that's a total different story. So may I ask you, what caused this gap? Why a person view him as okay, while God see the reality he's not okay? Isn't there a deception there? There's a lie there? But what caused that? I think each person might have different reason to become like that. But there's a foundational reality for everyone is a pride. I can make it. I can do it myself. May I ask you, all of you, dear brother and sister, my friends, you don't have to look down now, look at me. Can we make ourselves spiritual? Say, oh, today, Pastor share about this, being compassionate. Okay, I speak to myself, be compassionate 10 times, 100 times. No, you can't. This is kind of like a mystery. On one hand, it's God's work to make you to love God. On the other hand, you yourself had to have that desire, right? May I ask you, do you have that desire today?
Yep.
Let's go for it. So what's the cure for that? I will try to make the message short and simple. The first step to cure for the change, the journey of change from being passive to become passionate, first repent. Here it reads, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. If we want to be changed, first of all, we need to admit, yes, Lord, I'm lukewarm. I'm prideful. I'm in a very difficult situation, and I need you. Amen? I need you. I need you to help me. I have no fire, no passion, no hunger. When I read a word, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't really stir me. It doesn't touch my heart. I need you. Cure for us, secondly, is be earnest. Be earnest about what? Right now we are be earnest about many things to get done, right? How many of you here feel life is not easy? Raise your hands. There's a lot of... How can we overcome that? There's a secret here. Maybe we can read together Colossians chapter... Let's read this together. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Okay, I think that this is the we need to earnest for. It's our focus. We can do a lot of things. There's a lot of deadlines to prepare this message. We can usually, very busy for me, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Usually Saturday night, I don't sleep that much. There's a lot of work. But here, the Lord tried to help us is, since we're already born again, we need to set our mind. The key words is set your mind on the things above. Dear brother and sister, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Set your mind on the things above. What are the things you constantly think about right now? What do you think about? Besides, I'm preaching to you before this. The things you constantly think about is the things important to you, right? It may be your children. Elia. What are the things you say are in my honor? School, okay? Okay, before this worship, just reflect a little bit. Before today's worship start, right? Before Ricky came forward and lead us to worship. What are the things in the last 1 hour on your mind? You don't have to answer me. That's the thing you're concerned, right? Apostle Paul say here, say you set your thing, set your mind on things above, where the Christ seated. So the Lord wants us to have an eternal perspective. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be a good parent. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be a good worker. Rather, when you do that, you have the eternal perspective. Amen? We are raising the kids for the Lord. It's hard for Chinese parents, right? Or for any parents to let go. We love them so much, we protect them so much to the extent we cannot see the difference between protection and controlling. Right? Is that right? It's not only between... parent and children. Also, with a spouse, right? We care you so much. That's why we don't want you to do this and do this, do this. So we don't let go. Amen? Dear brother and sister, we can be diligent to do whatever the earthly things, but we need to learn to let go. Let go and let God. Amen? We need to switch our focus. Also, it's easy that we focus on the problem, right? Right? Everybody has a problem. Every company has a problem. Every person's life has a problem. But the Lord wants us to not set our mind on the problem. We set our mind on the Lord, the solution. Amen? The solution. The one who gives you solution. So that's the attitude. We set our mind on the thing about. But practically, there are a few things to say here. First, he say, buy refined gold. Second, buy white clothes. Thirdly, buy self to put on your eyes. So what does that mean? The refined gold refer to our faith. Dear brothers and sisters, if we want to move from being passive to passionate for God, we need to have faith. Amen? The faith, say here, refined gold. Here he used the gold. Gold is a precious metal. In order to be precious, the pure gold goes through a lot of refinery, right? Fire. Does life have a lot of refining? A lot of difficulty. We will never know how much we love someone until we go through difficult time. Amen? You will never know how much you love God until you go through trials. It's easy to say, I love you, I care for you, Lord, I love you, I love you. Until the test come. Test of integrity. Test of lay down something and you know your love. So here the author say you, in order to cure this impassiveness, you need to buy the refined gold. Secondly is the buy white clothes. It's referred to righteousness, referred to a holiness, a lifestyle. You're willing to set apart your life for the Lord in every realm. Start with a certain area and then to the every realm. The third least, by the self, by the eye lotion to cure our eyes. What does that mean? That means the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will open your eyes to see how precious, how lovely Christ is. Amen? The people ask, how can we buy? What kind of currency do we have? How can we buy? Okay, I'll mention about this. When you repent, when you earnest to pursue God, when you do that, you are actually buying those things. Amen? We need a faith. How many of you here need a faith? I tell you, the good news, you already have in faith, and you're buying right now. If you hunger for that. The bad news is, when you try to buy the faith, you have go through the test. How many of you has been tested the last 1 year about your faith? What kind of test did you have? Earlier I mentioned about disappointment, right? We are in the tough situation. We ask the Lord to deliver us, to change the situation. It seems like the situation doesn't change too much. So do you know, if that happened right now, I will say congratulations. You are buying the faith. You're buying the gold, refined gold right now. God increased your faith by the tough situation. But he say, my grace sufficient for you, right? This past Father's Day is a difficult day for me. Because Father's Day, people say, wow, Pastor Joseph, you give a very good message. We like it, you know. That morning, my son said, Dad, I will see you at the church. And he didn't come. He was late. A certain, you know, situation happened. He cannot make it. I'm kind of disappointed, you know. The Father's Day, right? Probably the least thing you can do. And the afternoon, you know, after worship, after all the work, my wife and I, we went all the way to see my father, my mother. We tried to give them a surprise. But it really surprised us. My father wasn't too happy about this. I think he's in a different stage of life. He's 88 years old. You know, when you are aging, it's a very different stage, very different mood, different mode, feeling, etc. He kind of struggled with the aging and depression. He cannot hear too well. He cannot see too well. So he wasn't too happy. So I said, wow, this is a rough day. I give a message to people to encourage them about Father's love. And in the morning, my son didn't make it. He had some accident. Wasn't that great thing. when I heard the reality. And afternoon, I went to see my father. He wasn't too happy about I show up. He said, just, dear brother and sister, the real test of faith is when the situation doesn't make sense to your mind, you still believe in him. Hear what I say. If you haven't heard anything, this is very important. I like this. The real faith is when the things surround you, the circumstance doesn't make sense to your mind, you still believe God in your spirit, in your heart. Amen? God knew what's happened that day in the morning, what's happened to my son, what's happened to my father, my earthly father. And God knows how I feel. So I pray to the Lord, comfort me. Exactly the words I share with you. That's exactly the writer say, you need to buy refined gold. How can you buy that? When you cry out to God, he already gave you currency to buy that. He already granting you. Secondly, we need to live a life for him. That's called righteousness. That's the white cloth can cover the nakedness. What is the nakedness? It's the shame, it's the fall, it's the failure, it's the thing we don't feel want to mention about. We all fail. Amen? But the Lord say, you just set apart your life to live for me. I'm going to cover you with my righteousness, the faith and righteousness. And the lastly is I love you. The reason we love the world, the reason we pursue many things we can see, because they are so real to us. The reason we don't love Jesus that much, we are not compassionate, because Jesus is not that real. Agree? If you only can love someone who is real. It's not distant in heaven, just in Bible, and the Pastor Joseph mentioned, Pastor Robert mentioned, somebody mentioned, but it's far. Right? So when we try to buy the eye lotion, it's the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. We ask the Lord for this 2 months. The Lord will open our eyes. When we read the Bible, we read the scripture about Jesus, about Christ, we to see his beauty and glory, to see his heart for the lost. It's a change. How can we be healed, be cured? Number three, we are confident. We will be victorious as Christ is victorious. We need to have a confidence. God can change your heart, change my heart. We're going to have the Holy Communion right now. This is the time I like to have a ministry time. I understand we have friends, visitor today. You know, I don't know how many times you've been in church. I don't know how much you understand what I'm talking about. It's okay. We let the Lord to speak to you. But for our people who already been to church, I like this time. You wait upon the Lord. I believe all of us here, to a certain degree, we all are passive Christians. We are lukewarm. Because our God is a lover. May the Spirit enlighten our eyes to see. We need to buy refined gold. We need to buy white clothes. We need to buy salve, the eye lotion. Amen? We need faith. We need holiness. We need the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit to let us see where we are, where we are heading for. Amen? We're going to have the Holy Communion. Usually the first Sunday of each month, this bread and cup refer to Jesus' blood being shed for each one of us and his body being broken for us. I'd like to invite all the people who have been baptized, who have received Jesus, the Savior and the Lord, and been baptized, to take bread and cup. Before you eat the bread and drink the cup, I'd like you to wait upon the Lord. Don't do it right away. I want you to be quiet before the Lord. I want you to close your eyes. I don't want you to fellowship with each other. I want you to focus. Let the Lord speak to you. Do you want a breakthrough in this 2 months? Where is the starting point? How can the Lord help you? And you listen to the Lord. Amen? Listen to the Lord. The Lord will give you words. Amen? I say a lot already. Let the Lord speak to you. How about let's just pray right now. We have a quiet moment. Okay, if we have a couple minutes quiet time just now, I just wonder, any of you have received any words from the Lord as you respond to the message about this breakthrough from being passive to being passionate? Anyone like to share? Maybe one word or two words you feel the Lord impress on your heart.
If the Lord has you in a place of rest, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and we seek to have our minds changed daily, that we would have the mind of Christ. And if He's called you to rest, then rest. And it's the shame of rest that becomes the obstacle, the shame of not performing. That becomes the chains that bind you. And we've been called to be free. Amen?
Okay, well, from another angle, let's all close our eyes. We don't look around. It's a personal time. You know, maybe your life's very busy. Maybe there's only a few moments you can be still, be quiet before the Lord. I just wonder, give invitation to all of you. You heard today's message, you say, yes, Pastor Joseph, I want breakthrough. I want to be passionate for God, to stop pursuing Him. But I want God to give me revelation. If you, that's your desire, raise your hands. I'm going to pray for you. Say, Lord, I want the revelation from you. Where should I start? And you reveal to me. Okay, thank you. Lord Jesus, you address to the Laodicea church. You address to the passive believers because they're worn out by life, by many challenges, stress, demands of life. Lord, you want to refresh us, renew us. I just pray for those who raise their hands, or those who have desire in their heart. They say, yes, Lord, I want a breakthrough. Holy Spirit, may you come. You come. Your great counselor and comforter. You come to counsel us right now. As we come forward, take the bread and cup to remind us we are your children. You love us. This bread and cup is a covenant of love. No doubt that you love us completely, passionately. The question is, we also need to love you. But that's not a responsibility, but it's out of our heart. Holy Spirit, may you come. You come. You enlighten us, soften our heart. Speak to our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's come forward from the back row, line up. We take the bread and cup. When you're back, just stand at your seat and pray to the Lord. Give thanks for this as He continues to speak to you. This prayer refers to the body of Christ being broken for each one of us. Let's take this prayer with thankful heart. This cup refers to the blood of Jesus Christ being shed for each one of us. Through His blood, we can be, our sin can be cleansed and become holy. Let's take this cup with thankful heart. Lord Jesus, we desire to love you, to know you more. May you open our eyes to see you in our daily life. May you grant us that desire to buy refined gold, to buy white clothes, to buy self. Give us humility and brokenness to admit where we are at and press on to seek you. Even for that desire, Lord, is by grace, not by our human effort. I just pray right now, Lord, as we take this bread and cup, may your Spirit continue to speak to us, to our spirit. Until we surrender, until we give in the area that hinder us, to make us so passive about you, about your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We conclude our worship here.